It's definitely a very positive message because, if we would like to be among countries who really support Ukraine, we should participate not only by promises and the word support, but even we have to invest some money or material or people. So, as I understand the announcement of Peter Matzinka, his intention or the Czech Republic intention is just concentrate all these partial investments under the one coverage, this PURL. That's all. That's not a new big investment and not new money because, as Premier Babiš insist or basically promise, we need money for Czech Republic and we need to invest in the Czech armed forces because we are not meeting or we are on the edge of reaching 2%. So no new investment towards Ukraine, but support and moving what we are already doing for Ukraine just for the EU help. It's showing that we are really interested in helping Ukraine and that we are moving just from the promises to something which is really, really touchable.
The leader of the Freedom and Direct Democracy Party, Tomio Okamura, the speaker of the lower house of Czech Parliament, has immediately reacted that he doesn't agree with this announcement, with the support for Ukraine. I suppose it was to be expected, but do you think this could complicate things?
It really depends, as lawyers stake. Tomio Okamura is really consistent, so I wouldn't expect something else than this proclamation. What must be done? It's just all these three leaders of the current coalition or government, the parties must sit together, discuss this issue, and find some solution which will be acceptable for all of them, because otherwise that could shape the political coalition or political stability of the government. But I believe that when they will find some way for future agreement on this issue, because without supporting Ukraine, without this partial active policy of the Czech Republic, there is no way ahead.
Prime Minister Andrej Babiš has stressed actually at the summit that Czech support for Ukraine should not involve sending Czech troops. I suppose that's not surprising either. On the other hand, the government seems to be kind of supporting Ukraine. There's kind of this mixed messaging coming from the present Czech cabinet. Do you think the Czechia under the present government is finding the right balance when it comes to Ukraine?
Yeah, what we see now, I would say it's an evolution of opinions, which is forced by political and let's say security environment we see in Europe and basically globally. It's not only Ukraine. We see the evolution of the old conflict in Hormuz, in Middle East, whatever else. So we have to adjust. Otherwise, we cannot prepare. We cannot be on. We will not be ready with certain arguments and deeds or partners in either in European Union in the NATO. So that's fine for me. It's a fully natural process of political behavior.
You have this very long experience with the Czech security policies, etc. If you were to explain to listeners in countries that don't know much about Czechia, that Czechia is moving in the right direction when it comes to the amount of spending on defense and security, and is it possible to explain how it can be illustrated by numbers?
Yes, I believe that we have a good arguments starting, let's say, from unfortunately on 2022. So the Russian attack on Ukraine. Until that day, the Czech Republic wasn't the real good example in NATO, but it's fair to say that we were not the only one. Most NATO country were promising something and not honoring their pledges at all. That changed in 2022, and we started the very steeply ascending trajectory of defense investment from the last government of Premier Fiala. We were told that, you know, 2035, we really reach 2%. And we even adopted a EU law about military investment for defense of Czech Republic. That's fine. For this year, 2026, the prediction, the prognosis is that we will need already 2% threshold. And I trust what Premier Babiš said, that for the next year, we will move up a little bit again. So we have to wait for the results, for the final communique of NATO summit in Ankara. And then when our delegation will return back, what they tell us and how they introduce the plan to the future.
The Czech media, of course, were full of stories about the fact that President Pavel is traveling in an extra plane. He had to ask the constitutional courts to help him so that the government would get him accreditation. I just wonder, do you think that it's behind us? I mean, this kind of quarrel, and that the Czech political representation is finally moving in the right kind of unified direction? Or is that too optimistic? I don't know.
That's good topic for media. You know, it's not a good topic for security analysts, because that's only the coverage, you know, the surface of what's going on in the deep waters. For me, it's much more important how the president and co-premier and basically the government of all, they find the common language, and they will do something useful for contribute ability in the field of security and defense. That's really important. Agreement of disagreement of these two, let's say, representative, that's reality. But, you know, we pay too much attention, and it's really Czech internal issue. No other countries or partners, they politically correct enough not to pay attention to this. For them, as we discussed before, it's more important how we honor the pledge 2%, how we reach the military capabilities, how we help NATO countries to travel across the territory of the Czech Republic through the process of host nation support, etc. So that's the future of the Czech Republic in the NATO and European Union.